KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today is calling for the wind chill advisory in effect until 9 a.m. with wind chills as low as 30 degrees below zero. That can cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. If you're traveling or having to be outside this morning, wear appropriate clothing, a hat, and gloves. In our news, the Atlantic Public Library Board of Trustees met via Zoom Monday evening, and during their session, the board reviewed and approved the library's revised sex offender against minors policy. According to the state law, a sex offender is not allowed on the property, period. The only change to the local policy was removing the word loiter because it's redundant. The board also discussed future capital improvements. Library Director Michelle Anderson said that she thought some of the more items put on their list, as money allows.
The meeting room hasn't been touched, so I added that to the list. And I think I added the window shades like we did downstairs, because when we get rid of the pink, we definitely want to get rid of the pink vertical blinds. But it is good to have some kind of window covering, especially on those big four front windows, because with the computers there tends to be some glare.
Anderson said she asked her staff what their top five items they'd like to have done are and prioritize those lists. She told them in advance not to include computer cables because she's already written a grant for that.
The big three is doing that OPAC station. That's the public catalog that you don't have to sign into the computer to use. You can just walk up and use it. A new circ desk and getting the paint and the flooring done is what the staff feels is important.
A drinking fountain replacement will eventually be in the operating budget, just not this year. The fountain in question has a bit of a constant dribble. It doesn't run onto the floor, but it does tend to run into the drain. Anderson is applying for various grants to help with some projects, such as the paint and flooring. She told the trustees that even with the generous donations from local organizations, funding is being reduced for their summer programs. She said they will try to and live with just a little bit of a slimmer budget.
One other thing we're starting to explore as a county, Cass County Libraries, is Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which sends a book, an age-appropriate book, a month to children until their fifth birthday. And so we're kind of brainstorming where we're going to get funding for this. It's kind of estimated that our first year we should be ready with maybe $1,000 to $2,000, and by the time we've been in it 5 or 6 years, we're probably looking more at $10,000 to $12,000.
The program won't likely be ready until sometime next year. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the robbery early Tuesday morning of a Walgreens store. Officers were dispatched at around 3:14 a.m. to the store at 2508 West Broadway Street. Upon arrival, they were informed that an unknown black male, 18 to 25 years of age, wearing a black hooded coat, gray sweatpants, black face mask, and white shoes, entered the store and walked to the back. The man then went to the register and grabbed a bag of Cheetos. He then went around a corner and took a knife out of his pocket and told the clerk to open the drawer and put the money in the bag. The suspect fled the store on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash in an unknown direction. Anyone who may have witnessed, driven by the area, or has information pertaining to the crime is being asked to call the Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Police in Red Oak Monday night arrested a man for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Authorities say 31-year-old Dylan Thomas Griffith of Red Oak was arrested around 7:42 p.m. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. An investigation into an accident in Red Oak at around 12:20 a.m. Tuesday resulted in the arrest of a man for OWI second offense. Red Oak police say 27-year-old Daniel Brian Foots of Essex was arrested in the 100 block of East Cherry Street. He was being held with Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. A sixth person working at the Iowa Capitol tested positive for the coronavirus Monday. Iowa House Chief Clerk Megan Nelson said in an email notification to lawmakers and staff, the individual was last in the building last Tuesday and tested positive on Monday. The individual reported wearing a face covering at all times. The identity of positive cases is not routinely released by legislative branch officials, and Republican leaders have not required lawmakers to reveal a positive virus test. So it's not known if there have been undeclared cases. Republican leaders have not imposed a mask mandate. A public hearing is planned for this morning in Atlantic. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 a.m. and hold an in-person and via Zoom hearing on proposed priorities for property tax exemption for natural conservation or wildlife areas, an annual consideration with a slight change to the Iowa code. The hearing will be followed by action on a resolution establishing priorities for property tax exemption for natural conservation or wildlife areas. And in Walnut, the city council there will hold a special meeting at the community center beginning Thursday at 5 p.m. The public hearing will be held during the meeting on the proposed fiscal year 21-22 city property tax levy, followed by discussion and possible action on adopting a resolution approving the maximum tax dollars from certain levies for the city's proposed fiscal year 21-22 budget. City officials say the proposed levy is an increase of about 0.3%. Details on the proposed property tax levy can be found on the City of Walnut's website. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.